Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Review Team Plenary Call Number 55 on the 20th of December 2018 at 1500 UTC. Attending the call today is Elaine, Mr. Matagoro, Norm, Lauren, Eric, Russ, Scott, and Navid. There are no observers at this time. We do have apologies from Denise and Boban. From ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking. Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. And Ram has just joined us as well. Thank you.
Hello. Welcome to the last call for the year. Happy holidays to everyone, and forward to getting back to work in the new year. The first thing is a reminder. I don't know which of the staff is going to talk about the flights.
Thanks, Russ. It's Jennifer. I believe everybody has received emails from Travel Support, and it's really just a reminder. I believe the deadline to respond is tomorrow, so if you haven't done so, please respond already. Some team members have had some problems receiving the email, and we've been talking to those people offline. If you are having trouble and we haven't yet heard from you, it's just to keep in mind that the email actually comes as a constant contact email that it comes from on behalf of Travel Support at ICANN. So again, please go ahead and book your flights if you haven't done so already, and of course get in touch if you need any support, and we are in touch with a couple of team members separately. The actual meeting venue, I believe, has been confirmed as the Jamaica Bay Inn, for those of you who are familiar with the Los Angeles area. It's close to the office, and so the hotel confirmation should be coming soon. I don't know if they'll come before Friday, but if not, it will be early in the new year. And that's all I have. Happy to answer any questions. Thanks.
Jennifer, by book flights, you meant request from travel.
Correct. Sorry. That's right. I believe you have to fill in the dates. I'm not too familiar with it, but thank you.
Okay, and I already reminded everyone that this is the last call for this year, and the next one will be the 10th of January. Jennifer sent out a proposed update to the work plan. I wanted to give people an opportunity to comment on the changes. If there's no concerns, we'll get it posted. If there are concerns, we'll get it updated and then posted. So the floor is open to any concerns. I see a green check mark from one and silence from everyone else. I take that to mean that the updates are okay. Jennifer, would you please post that on the wiki?
Will do. Thanks.
Okay. And Eric sent out some preamble text. I guess it was last night, at least for me. Eric, would you take us through that?
Sure. So the link I just sent out a little while ago, so feel free to, if you haven't checked your email, go and hopefully it sounds like everyone got it. And I'm happy to sort of do kind of a rough overpass. I'm not sure if people actually want me to read it, but it's less than a page. It basically outlines the sections of the bylaws that should direct the work for the DNSSSR subteam working stream. It talks about, quotes a little bit of text from the bylaws themselves just to sort of motivate and justify. And then it essentially says one of the early statements is that the methodology is going to focus on measurable issues like abuse that we can actually say our SSR concerns and make sure that we can, as described in the picture at the bottom, illustrate a causal dependency back to any elements that are within ICANN's purview. In other words, something that is within ICANN's purview that has a causal relationship to whatever it is that we've decided is a measurable concern would then qualify that concern, that measurement, that artifact as something that's in scope to investigate versus something that we may think is really disconcerting or a problem in the internet, but that does not ultimately have a causal relationship, causal dependency on
the host has left the meeting to speak with meeting support and will rejoin soon.
So there's a couple at the very last sentence or two. There's one or two sort of like half straw man examples of what this actually means, but the general gist of the text is as I've described. And I'm happy to sort of iterate with people. I think the ICANN SSR preamble text was a good exemplar to follow, but it had a little more meat to it because that work is a little more mature at this point. But, you know, modulo any of that, I'm certainly happy to take questions, and they are considered as a group initiative anyway, so certainly people should feel free to weigh in any way they see fit. How's that, Russ?
So, Eric, this is Russ. I just have a question about the difference between a solid blue arrow and a dotted red arrow.
Yeah. They're annotated with the descriptors, so there's a little blurb on the sort of off to the left saying causal dependencies, and it's pointing at the solid blue arrows, and the dotted line red arrow has a little annotation below it saying no causal dependency. Is that rendering for you?
Yes, and so the question I have is, but there's no causal dependency, but it does have ICANN purview, is how I take the lower right arrow. So is that part of the work or not?
The figure could definitely then potentially use some work. So I'm of course happy to iterate with it. So you could certainly I could yank that out.
Sure, I was interpreting it right, and I'll leave it to any other comments from others or questions.
So as I said, I'm more than happy to iterate with folks on this, or you know, people don't have to use me as a choke point. So I think you know we've been good about tracking cases and whatnot. And so I know there hasn't been a huge amount of lead time, but it's definitely my hope that none of this is terribly surprising to people, and that it doesn't. Yeah, I'm certain that there's lots of opinions, but hopefully there aren't too many surprises. But even if there are, if anybody want to voice a surprise, we can certainly iterate on it now.
So Norm asked in the chat, does systems include processes and procedures? He asked in Clyde, but I assume he means include.
I think that's something that I could render an opinion on, but you know, I'd sort of be speaking with no particular hat on, I think. So I think it does. I think a lot of abuse happens, you know, above the transport layer. And that makes it, you know, not necessarily always clearly a technical issue. But I do think there are other review teams that do have charters that, you know, we could easily see as overlapping. And certainly we had some recommendations directed at us from other review teams. So, you know, broadly speaking, I think if we were to be overly restrictive at the beginning, that would potentially hamstring some of our results. So I think indeed it should include processes, at least in the kit iteration phase. And I think if ultimately we find that there are SSR processes we're worried about, but we don't see them dovetail into something that is within the ICANN's purview, then we boot them back out. But I would say yes. I don't know if other people have a thought.
So Norm agrees with you. Maybe there's a place where you use the word system, where you can say comma including. It's not clear to me which of the places system appears is the best place to say that.
So this is Lauren. I would just say if you could just say in the beginning, like, include the processes in the text, and then we can just put, like, a footnote and say, like, you know, this means A, B, and C, but we'll only refer to A, and we mean all of them, so the text doesn't get super long, so we don't always have to write processes and procedures and systems. I think that's what I would propose, but I'm totally in agreement that we should put them in to not overly limit ourselves there.
That works for me.
So I've just added a couple of words at the tail end of the second sentence in the second paragraph, the methodology. So the last paragraph, the second sentence in there, I've changed it. So it previously said, therefore, the methodology to evaluate its SSR for those portions under ICANN's purview must start by broadly considering the actual concerns, threats, attacks, abuse, and then I added procedures, policies, et cetera. I don't know if that's sufficient or if that's the only slash best.
That works for me. We'll give others a chance to speak, but that works for me. And David in the chat says, you need to define dependent systems.
That would essentially enumerate the internet. I'm not sure if you mean, do you have any suggested text? I'm not sure exactly. Any system in the internet that we're looking at, we would evaluate as whether it's dependent on, or I'm happy to take a suggestion on that one.
Systems, but the text doesn't use that phrase at all.
Oh, I see. Not define what dependent systems we're talking about. Define what we mean by a dependent system.
Right. Go ahead. Somebody's in a place with music. If you could mute when you're not talking, that'd be great. All right, so Eric, we'll leave you to...
I see what...
Insert a phrase or a sentence. So since only about half of the team is on this call, I'm going to ask people to review this over the next week or so, maybe 2 weeks given the holiday, and then we can put it to bed before the next call. David, you want to try talking now? Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Naveed. Actually, I wanted to say to have a line or two about the dependent systems, and that can also include the policies, procedures as suggested by Norm. So we specify in one line or what do we mean by these dependent systems. That's what I wanted to say, actually. So I don't see the relation between the text and the figure in that contract, though I understand what that means, actually.
Yeah, I think Eric took the action to come up with a sentence or a phrase. Okay, any more concerns with this preamble text? Okay. moving on then. Moving on to the next agenda item, which was the each of the review team members was asked to put together some text for an SSR 1 recommendation for the final report. There was a Google Doc sent around for people to do that. So I'd like to spend a little time going through each of the additions that has appeared since the last call. I see Jennifer's typing. Oh, thank you. Jennifer has just posted in the chat the link for that Google Doc. So at first it has the preamble text that we spent so long doing. And then the first one in there is recommendation 4, which we went through last time as a template. The next one is number 6, which I did over the last week. And so if people would take a look at that and see if there is any concerns or suggested improvements. If they're just edits, please go ahead and make them right on the document. Not hearing any comments, so I'm taking that to mean we're happy. Oh, sorry, Lauren.
Sorry, Ross. This is Lauren. I had my hand up, but I'm not sure if I'm always
right. I know, I was looking at the Google Doc.
No problem. So essentially, I just want to say, like, it's more like I think this is good. It's very clear. It's obvious. I think it's another one of those, a bit like the one we talked about last week, that was really 2X. X hasn't really been done, so it is quite clear what our assessment and recommendations are. So I think it's good.
Okay, so not seeing any other hands. I'm also not seeing any other additions to the document since last week. So please get this done so that we can get SSR1 behind us completely. So I will send a reminder for people. Hopefully you can find some time during the break to get this completely done so that on the next call we can finish it. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is any other business, because I thought we would have a lot more text in that file to go over. So one of the things in any other business that I would like to bring up is, given the pace that we're taking, my expectation is that we will need a face-to-face meeting in May, so people could start thinking about when on their calendar works. What we will do in when we get together in LA in January is come up with see how far we get at that meeting, and then put together a placeholder for May in case we're not done coming out of Kobe. Does that make sense to everyone? Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Scott, I noticed you're on the call. Are we able to finish the two recommendations in SSR1 that you haven't filled the table in on those two because we're waiting for an announcement? Not hearing Scott. Okay, Casey, you have your hand up. No, I can't hear you, Casey. Ah, okay. Casey wants to talk about recommendation 23. My understanding from the email discussion is that she understands what to say in the where we got or where what was done in terms of implementing, but she would like to talk about a follow-on recommendation, and she's going to dial in to see if we can hear her. Okay, Casey has put in the chat that while she's dialing in, can folks read recommendation 23 and consider what can be recommended? She does not think it's easy to fix.
This is Lauren. Quick question. Where are we reading? So we're all on the same page.
Oh, I assume she meant the table.
Okay.
But maybe she didn't.
Hi, Casey here. Sorry, can you hear? Sorry, can you hear? I hear. I mean the old recommendation. I mean, we could go look at all the documentation that I put in there, but for starters, it would be fine to just read the SSR1 recommendation for 23. Some of the things I put in there is that this, and as a higher level comment, I'm sort of nervous that the process here is everyone go off and write a new recommendation, because I feel like some of these need some discussion, and this one in particular, I'm not even quite sure where to start. I And so maybe I've been out of the loop on some of the strategic aspects of this, but there's going to be a whole set of additional recommendations after we're finished with this SSR1 analysis, or not? Or is are the recommendations really going to be teed off of what we how we restructure these?
So, Casey, what we're trying to do at this point in terms of recommendations is only ones that are follow-on to SSR1. The other work streams will lead to their own recommendation.
Okay, so let's take the two sentences in this one. ICANN must provide appropriate resources consistent with demands placed on them. I think for the SSR-related working groups, there's what I've observed is that there's sort of no upper bound to the demands or the expectations that are placed on them. And I've heard people say, you know, that expecting volunteer groups like ESSAC to be able to sort of catch all the balls that are thrown in the SSR context is not reasonable. So I don't, this looks like a easy sentence to say and a whole lot buried underneath it. Indeed, I think when one of the documents that I read about the visit to LA and the discussion with Octo about Octo's sort of plans for next year, it looked like there's an enormous amount on their plate as well. And I think that one comes later, the very next one, 24. So I just feel like I'm not even sure how to scope this. And again, the back pressure is always, oh, this is mission creep for ICANN. This should be somebody else's problem. But, you know, this came up a lot in the context of the DAR. So DAR is this nice data system they put together to try to help understand more about DNS abuse. But at the moment, it's not clear to me how that's being used, and it seems like there's limitations. Well, there are limitations on who can get access to that data. So I'm just really struggling with how to even scope a fix to this recommendations. And the second sentence is similarly complex because it talks about making sure that decisions are reached in a way that's free from external or internal pressure, which seems to me inconsistent with the whole multi-stakeholder model, which is all about external pressures sort of canceling each other out, I think. So I'm interested in thoughts from other people on just what you think about this area in general. Like, what do you think, and this seems to be central to a lot of the other recommendations, like, what does it mean for there to be appropriate resources for the SSR-related working groups? And I'll speak in particular on behalf of ESSAC, which I've watched for many years, sort of struggled to get much done that they thought was important because of the volunteer nature of the group.
I'm just reacting to what you said. This recommendation clearly doesn't include any of that complexity, and maybe the response needs to say that that's the case. And then we need to determine whether there's any work we want to do or to recommend going forward, because it seems to me there's not even a list of what are the SSR-related working groups other than the thing from recommendation, I think it's 6, that ask that RSAC and SSAC's roles be explained.
Correct. I mean, I think there are more SSR-related working groups today than there were when this recommendation was written.
Right.
Like
I think it may be that this is overcome by events, and that it's too complicated to, go into all of that. Maybe we explain that the landscape has changed, And I hear Eric disagreeing with me, so I'm pleased to hear his perspective.
And yeah, sorry. I didn't know if you wanted me to. Yeah, sorry. I wasn't sure if I should jump the queue with my hand up. But I have a personal opinion about this based on the stuff that a bunch of us talked about for a while. So I'm going to inadvertently or on purpose throw Zarco under the bus a little bit just because of some conversations I remember with him in particular that I thought personally I hadn't seen clearly before, but he convinced me. So I'll espouse my own opinion but blame Zarco for having it, which is that, you know, in viewing these recommendations and reviewing their implementation, our job isn't really to sort of unwind what the proper way to do things would be or how we would fix them. It's to be very empirical, very clinical about just yes or no. You know what I mean? It simplifies our job a lot to not say like, oh, you know, that's a really tough thing to really evaluate properly, because to fix it, like, it's very, I think, common, at least for me, to, you know, start figuring out how to fix a problem, even if I'm just trying to describe it. So I think it's really important for us to stay very clinical about, you know, is the patient healthy or not? Not like what's the sort of the diagnosis and what's the prognosis, just is it healthy or not? And so, you know, I think we spent a lot of time on SSR1 recommendations coming up with discussions about methodologies to just clarify why did we say the patient is healthy or not? You know, so it is good to say, well, we took the patient's temperature, you know, we took the blood pressure, and that's why we think the patient is or isn't healthy. But what the diagnosis is and what the prognosis is, not something that we should worry about in reviewing SSR1 recommendations. And to Casey's point earlier on, I think, you know, if something really gets stuck in our craw that we want to put into a recommendation of our own, whether it came from SSR1 or not, I think that's a separate issue. So, you know, certainly we can have recommendations that dovetail or stem directly from an SSR1 discussion. But that essentially is independent, you know, as a review team, that there's something that we think we should recommend. And I think we've all sort of beaten a horse to death about, we will do a better job of making our recommendations measurable than these. So, you know, I don't mean to unpack that again, but sort of bringing that back to number 23 here. So it says, ICAM must provide appropriate resources for SSR-related working groups and advisory committees, consistent, yada, yada, yada. And I think, you know, whether there were a different number of advisory committees or whatever back then or not, it's kind of not really the point, in my personal opinion. It would be that we would say, as of today, like part of our methodology would be to say, these are the groups and committees that we think are referenced by this recommendation today, and, you know, kind of yes or no. And of course, Casey, your following point, ICAM must ensure decisions are reached to working groups and ACs in objective manners. I mean, I don't know how we would ever diagnose that. So I think my two cents would be, just as, you know, a clinical review of this is, here are the groups that it's talking about. You know, any review of the documentation that we have at our disposal would suggest they're complaining they don't have enough money or not. So yes or no. And, you know, it's just not really clear how we would measure influence. So, you know, we have no data on that. That would be my sense, and then we could decide that we want to pick this flag up and put something into a recommendation of our own at the end of the review separately. That's just my two cents. But I kind of push back on the OBE because I feel like we could say something. We should just try not to – I think we shouldn't try to overdo these things. That's my two cents.
So thanks, Eric. That helps a little, but I was stuck on the part about – should we rewrite the recommendation or have a new recommendation now? The rest of it, I think I know how to write, but it's that last part about what should the new recommendation be here. And I hear you saying punt on that and wait till we get to the rest of the process.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I'll make sure I'm not missing something. Like, you mean just the sort of the inherent, we want to do a better job of adjusting this? Because what do you mean write a new rec?
I thought the last question on the survey that we're doing for each of these is, you know, if so, you know, does the recommendation still apply? If so, how, kind of. I thought, I don't have it in front of me, but I thought there was some question about how would you write the recommendation.
The question is, so this is Russ. The question is, did it have the intended effect, and if not, is it still relevant, and should we make a recommendation as part of our effort?
Yeah.
So that's what Casey's writing.
Further work. Yeah, go ahead.
I understand much better now what we're discussing because I guess I missed that last part. Sorry, my memory's probably stale on this one. I don't think personally we should insist on coupling the SSR1 recommendations with whether we'll have a follow-on recommendation. I think they should be decoupled. I certainly think we can inform our set of recommendations from these if we choose to, but I think SSR having recommended that all SSRs should be, you know, numbered one or two is not very likely to sort of endure. So, yeah, I don't think that we should presume any SSR1 recommendation necessarily results in a follow-on recommendation.
I agree that there is not necessarily a follow-on, but there is a piece, there's judgment applied to make that decision, right?
Right. And for six, the one we just talked about, there are two recommendations that come out of the old six, it looks to me like in the doc. And it would be super weird to me if this 23 didn't have a related recommendation coming out of it because it, again, does seem to me central to many problems that are happening in the ecosystem right now is there aren't resources being applied to even study them, much less mitigate them. So that's where I got stuck. But,
Okay. Yeah, that was just my personal view, and I'm happy to go with the group on this.
Okay. Lauren is next in the queue, and then Naveed.
So this is Lauren. I think a lot of what I wanted to say has been addressed. And I just want to kind of put in like a two-sentence thing. I mean, on the follow-up recommendation, I think like Eric's point really is what I would also kind of go with for now, which is to think about, do we have some way of measuring, say, what is going on at the moment and what we could recommend at like a very high level that, you know, I can, could do to kind of going forward, see like which groups would be under the remit of this recommendation, what resources do they need, et cetera, et cetera. And Casey, you mentioned specifically, this is what I want to say, a long time ago on ASAC, where you have the kind of the inside of, you know, stuff that could probably be addressed, not being addressed, et cetera, et cetera. So the question, I think there, like, it would be like a great starting point to think about, okay, why is this not possible? What are the issues? Is it that it's volunteers? Then that might be a limitation that cannot really be fixed. But if there are other kind of limitations, that might be something that is indeed addressable.
Okay, I'll think about that.
Go ahead, Naveed.
Yeah, hi, this is Naveed. Actually, I was trying to figure out this recommendation. And I think the context in which this recommendation was written matters a lot. And for that, when you dig into the SSR1 recommendation report, there is a text of around one page that actually is followed by this recommendation. So if we read that text, it says that during the discussion of that review team with SSR, it was apparent that they felt pressure to do some task within a specific period of time. And I think this is just natural. We always have deadlines. So I don't really understand why there was this recommendation at all. So we need to understand like why it was needed to see whether it is still relevant or not. So reading that text, it becomes very, very diluted kind of problem because it talks about that some of the working group groups complained about the staffing and the other resources, not mentioning what those other resources are. So so it is important how we think that this recommendation means. So for that we need to read the SSR 1 recommendation report to better understand the context. This is what I believe, and then we can actually evaluate whether what something was done related to that and whether it is still relevant or not. Because it will always be relevant. This kind of text will always be relevant. No matter what you do, you will always be having these pressures of meeting deadlines, and will always can have the complaint about the lack of resources and all. So I don't find how can we say that this is still relevant or this was not implemented or it was implemented. It's very difficult to tell, actually. I see silence. So is that I'm disconnected or I don't know? Like,
no, I heard you, Naveed. I just
giving people time to digest.
Yeah. I'm just still trying to digest what that means in terms of answering the last part of this about what further work is needed.
Referring to the text of the SSR 1 report, if you just read that report, it says that what review team why they talked about this recommendation itself. So that provides the context. So that context, I don't see that really a solid really grounds to have a recommendation. Like some part of the SSAC team, if they thought that there is some pressure sometimes, and that too, it seems to mention that is the pressure was about the limited time frame. The pressure was not kind of political one. You see, so it can be implicitly a political one because you need to have something very quickly, and you don't want people to dig into that. But I don't think we are going into that understanding this statement. But it says a very, very kind of vague, meaning when you read it. And that should not lead to that kind of recommendation. And it's very difficult to evaluate whether this was implemented or not. And even if someone says that it is implemented, how can we assess that it was actually? And what can we recommend more about it? Because it's not political kind of pressure that this recommendation at least talking about.
So does that mean, Naveed, that you think, based on your reading of this text, that there's no further work needed for this recommendation?
I'm just suggesting that if at all, then we need to like come up with something that, again, as we discussed before, that can be measurable, because saying that it should be come up with something that has no internal or external pressure does not make any sense, because there is all time frame pressures. There will can always be lack of resources no matter how much you provide. So I don't see the sense of that recommendation in this context, in the context that the review team itself is presenting in their report. I'm just trying to relate the two. If we make this as a generic recommendation without reading that context, then we can debate about many aspects that it can cover. But I don't think we need to go into that, because we need to come up and understand why this recommendation was made at that point in time.
Well, Lauren, you have your hand up.
Oh, sorry, that's old.
So, Casey, I'm not sure you got what you wanted out of this.
Not yet, but that's helpful even so.
Does anyone have anything they want to add? Okay, then I think we're at the end of the agenda. Staff, can you take us through the decisions and the actions?
Sure. Thanks, Russ. So the action items on this call, first of all, staff to post updates. Sorry, Naveed, were you trying to speak?
Yeah, I just wanted to say something. Can you hear me? Right.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to say that I'll be happy to work with Casey on this offline if she wishes so to do so. Right. So we can discuss this offline as well.
Thanks. I'll reach out. Thanks.
Okay. So. I'll add an action item at the end there, but we're going to post the approved work plan that was agreed today on the call to the wiki page, and team members to review the DNS SSR preamble text that Eric shared via email and share any additional comments on this ahead of the next plenary call, which is the 10th of January. Team members to input draft text into the SSR1 recommendations Google Doc using the findings recorded by the review team. Russ will send a reminder and pen holders are indicated in the document. Team to discuss a potential face-to-face meeting in May 2009 during the January meeting in LA, and staff to give travel and meetings team a heads up about the discussion. And then I think there was an action item there for Casey and Naveed to get together to discuss recommendation 23. And I have no other action items.
Get your SSR1 text into the report, and please enjoy your holiday break. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the holidays.
Thanks, everyone. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.